This is Akashvani, the news read by Indu Chukwu. In West Bengal, campaigning has reached feverish pitch ahead of the second hand and final phase of assembly elections to 142 seats scheduled for the 29th of this month. Prime Minister and senior BJP leader Narendra Modi addressed a rally today at Panihati in support of party candidates. West Bengal registered a record voter turnout of 92.72% in the first phase of assembly polls yesterday, while Tamil Nadu recorded unprecedented voting of 85.14%. In the first phase, 152 constituencies in West Bengal went to polls, while voting for the 234-member Tamil Nadu assembly was held in one go. The Arunachal Pradesh government plans to develop the Subansiri Lower Pondage into a world-class mountain-cum-river tourism hub focused on eco-tourism, adventure, culture and sustainable livelihoods. The pondage is part of the 2000 MW Subansiri Lower Hydroelectric Project, India's largest hydroelectric project on the Subansiri River. 4 units are operational with full commissioning expected by December 2026. Chief Minister Pema Khandu has sought Prime Minister Narendra Modi's support and technical collaboration from central ministries. The model draws inspiration from Pewa Lake in Nepal, Kaing Krachan in Thailand, Lake Como and Dolomite Lake circuits in Italy, and Milford Sound in New Zealand. A new rare species of fanged frog, Limnonectes motigil, has been discovered from Namdapa Tiger Reserve in Changlang district of Arunachal Pradesh. The newly identified species, also known as the mud nesting fanged frog, is notable for building underground cup-shaped nest beneath moist soil layers concealed under thick evergreen forest litter. The National Health Mission Arunachal Pradesh and Wani AI signed an MOU on Thursday to advance public health by deploying responsible AI solutions across tuberculosis care, telemedicine, maternal and health, eye health and frontline worker capacity building. The Supreme Court today refused to entertain writ petitions filed by persons aggrieved by the deletion of their names from the electoral roll in West Bengal after the special intensive revision, although they are enlisted as electoral officers in the ongoing assembly elections. A bench led by Chief Justice of India Surya Kant asked the petitioners to approach the appellate tribunals which have been formed to hear appeals against exclusions from the electoral roll in the SIR adjudication process. In Bihar, the NDA government led by Chief Minister Samra Chaudhary secured a victory in the trust vote in the Legislative Assembly today. The government has disbursed over 7,981 crore rupees to more than 75 lakh scheduled caste students in 2025 to 2026 to support their education and empowerment. Social Justice and Empowerment Minister Dr. Virendra Kumar said the government is committed to ensuring inclusive development and social justice for all sections of society through targeted interventions and welfare initiatives. The Supreme Court has ruled that no court can compel a woman, especially a minor, to carry a pregnancy against her will. A bench of Justices B.V. Nagarathana and Ujwal Bhuya today permitted a 15-year-old girl to medically terminate her over 7-month pregnancy, emphasizing that a woman's reproductive autonomy must be given the highest priority. The court observed that the right to make decisions concerning one's body, particularly in matters of reproduction, is an integral part of the personal liberty and privacy under Article 21 of the Constitution. The bench also rejected the argument that the child could be given up for adoption, stating that such reasoning cannot override the wishes and welfare of the pregnant minor. India has approved the first withdrawal of 30 billion rupees for the Maldives under the SAARC currency swap framework, reinforcing its ongoing financial support to the island nation. The Indian High Commission in Mail said the funds are being released as part of the first drawn down under the framework agreed between the Reserve Bank of India and the Maldives government during President Mohammad Mujib's state visit to Delhi in October 2024. That's all in this news bulletin. Namaskar.